This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. The Front Range can expect more unhealthy air again today. Scott Landis is Colorado's air quality forecaster. He says two factors could keep the wildfire smoke from clearing out this weekend.
We are watching closely the Middle Fork wildfire north of Steamboat Springs. That could get more active. And on top of that, we may start getting some California wildfire smoke as we go into the weekend as well.
The State Health Department says people with lung or heart conditions should avoid outdoor exercise along the Front Range tonight, and that everyone else should limit any prolonged or heavy exertion outside through tomorrow. The Colorado Department of Labor and Employment says it has fixed the technical difficulties that delayed unemployed workers from getting approved in its system. Department spokesperson Cher Havind says the virtual assistant that certifies claims that people lost their job due to the pandemic was overwhelmed by the number of applicants. She says they have upgraded the system with more capacity.
Since rolling out that fix yesterday morning, we've had about 34,000 individuals certify. We've encountered no issues as we saw Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday with regard to individuals having the ability to get in and successfully certify.
State labor officials say 28,000 Coloradans will have retroactive payouts and extra federal unemployment benefits hit their banks as soon as today. Qualifying workers will get an extra $300 per week, but only for the three-week period from July 26th through August 15th. It is 84 in Grand Junction. You're listening to CPR News.